From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Today we will be returning to Mark chapter 8 and taking up our study of the Saviour instructing his disciples in the deeper truths regarding himself. We'll also be having a hymn from Frank Boggs, Amazing Grace. Let's return to our Bible reading and read from Mark chapter 8 and the verse 31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Amen, and God will bless his word to our heart. Just before we have Frank Boggs sing for us, do remember the quarterly magazine of Let the Bible Speak. We offer it free. It's for our readers. It's been produced indeed for them. So if you would like a very bright magazine filled with good Christian doctrine, simple teaching, interesting articles, make sure that you contact us and ask for a free copy. Now here's Frank Boggs singing Amazing Grace.
I once was lost, but now
Will you turn with me again now, please, to Mark chapter 8. We have been concentrating upon the Savior speaking to his disciples and telling them that they must not speak of him. Verse 30. Tell no man of me, he said. Last week we considered just why that was, that he should give such a strange instruction. It was, of course, because the disciples knew little yet about the Savior, his great purpose and plan, and therefore, if they were to speak of him, the chances are they would impart that which was not accurate. So the Savior says, before you speak, you must be taught. Consequently, in verse 31, we read he began to teach them. Now, I want you to notice what it was he began to teach them. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. The heart of the gospel is the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we must understand. That's what we must grasp before we can ever be effective witnesses for the Savior. What the Savior did at the cross, why he was there, the significance of his death, the meaning of it, and of course his resurrection after 3 days in the tomb. These doctrines bring to us the gospel. Paul, when he wrote to the Corinthian church, told them what the gospel was. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. We should note there what Paul is about to set before the people and remind them of is the gospel which saves. Verse 2, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. And we have to underscore that. Paul is setting forth the gospel which he had received from the Lord Jesus. And he says, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12. After that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then all of the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also. What is the gospel? Well, Paul says it consists of the great truth that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Here's the heart of the gospel: the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't know the gospel until you have come to understand the meaning of the Savior's death, until you recognize that at the cross he died not as a result of an accident. He died not in order to be for us an example. He died in order that he might be the substitute of his people, taking their place under the punishment and condemnation of his Father, and there pay the penalty of their salvation. That's what Christ was doing. The Savior died as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He was a sacrifice. He was a substitute. He was our surety. He bore the wrath of God for his people. And that's what the Savior is teaching his disciples. And we cannot teach, we cannot witness, we cannot preach until we have come to understand this truth. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. Now, I want you to notice that the reaction of Peter shows us how the doctrine of the cross is quite contrary to to man's thinking. Peter reacted most violently, if I might use that word, for he rebuked the Saviour. He spoke strongly to Christ. He told him off. He scolded him in no uncertain terms. And it's a shocking thing to read of Peter doing this. He began to rebuke him. Now, I want you to notice how the Saviour speaks to Peter and rebukes Peter and calls him Satan. That shows how wrong Peter was. He was speaking to Christ like Satan. He says to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. You have a taste, not for God's truth, not for the doctrine of God, but you have a taste for those things that please men." And of course that's what makes the gospel so unpalatable to men. They don't like this doctrine of a Saviour who was rejected of men and despised and done to death. They don't like the reproach of the cross, the shame of the cross. Men desire to have a religion that impresses others. See, the Saviour here was saying that he would be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes. These were the very ones that I'm sure Peter was hoping to impress. Peter was hoping to have their support and their sympathy. But instead the Saviour says, "I'm going to be killed by them." "Oh no," says Peter, you can't allow that to happen. We must do something to avoid that." And yet Christ came in order that he might die at the cross. We need more time to think about this and to grasp this. But I hope in the few minutes that we have had together around these truths that you understand that central to the message of salvation is Jesus dying on the cross and rising again the third day. May you not have Peter's attitude, a rejecting of this, but rather may you have the attitude of faith and believe the message of God. The Lord bless you. Don't forget to tune in again next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.